Date now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless veterans.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee, enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individual from the successful one is a lot of hard work. Stephen King.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Sorry if my sound sounds a little bit off today. I am unable to make it to the studio to do recordings for the first little bit in January. But happy 2021.
Yay!
We are starting a new year. We've got a new theme for you this month. And this month we are covering the Pearls from the Masters.
Each episode we're going to be covering a different master of the craft and different advice that they give. So if you really like the openers of every episode we've done so far, this month is for you because it's a lot of that.
So a lot of people will always go to one book in particular if they're learning how to write. And that book is On Writing by Stephen King. So our first master that we're going to cover this month is Stephen King. He is very good at what he does. There's a reason why he basically defined an entire genre.
I think most people are at least familiar with his work in some regard.
If you aren't, you probably at least know of works like It, Pet Sematary, Carrie. Those were all from the creations of Stephen King.
So if you missed our last episode, last Thursday was December 31st. The frequently asked question that we covered was, how do I learn? And we offered some questions about how to analyze advice and feedback. That is going to be our format going forward through this month. And those questions are, do I agree with the advice being given? What evidence do I have that supports or defies that advice?
Do I share a target audience with the person giving the advice? And why am I getting this advice? Are they preaching to the choir, or does this challenge my status quo?
And how much do I value this person's opinion?
And the final question is, why have they given said advice before?
So our opener started with, talent is cheaper than table salt. Do you agree?
I don't know if I agree with that one. I think mostly what I see is underdeveloped writers. Yes, there are people with some natural talent in writing, but I've also seen quite a few with natural talent that do nothing with it. So I think I do get what he's saying here. Is if you have the talent and do nothing with it, it really doesn't matter, so it has the value of table salt.
And I think that kind of goes into the next quote. If you don't have time to read, you don't have the time or the tools to write. Simple as that.
This one is so important. I most definitely agree with this, and I know you do too, because you can't learn the instincts of writing without having read it.
This one I kind of feel like preaches to the choir a little bit, because people who don't read while they're writing aren't going to listen to this advice. I don't know of anybody who writes incredibly well that reads nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that. This one is definitely preaching to the choir, because if you aren't reading while you're trying to write, how much are you actually going to read advice in general?
Yeah, that's kind of true for all of the advice we're looking at.
So the next quote is, the road to hell is paved with adverbs. I know your opinion on this.
Yeah, it was about a year ago I very adamantly stated that I disagree with this one. I understand why it's said, but it's not actually adverbs that are the problem here. So yes, this challenges my status quo, No, I do not agree with it whatsoever.
But are you willing to listen to it and try to apply its intention to your writing, even if you like to still use adverbs?
Its intention is to eliminate redundancy, which I do strive for in my writing. So I will accept that one, yes.
And that little exercise right there is something that you, our listeners, can do as you're trying to improve writing. Even if you don't particularly like the advice, or if it challenges what you think is right, can you still pull something from it to help you improve or to see that you're on the right path as a writer? So our next quote is a bit of a long one, but stick with it, it's worth it. The most important things are the hardest to say. They are the things you get ashamed of because words diminish them. Words shrink things that seemed limitless when they were in your head to no more than living size when they're brought out. But it's more than that, isn't it? The most important things lie too close to wherever your secret heart is buried. Like landmarks to a treasure your enemies would love to steal away. And you may make revelations that cost you dearly, only to have people look at you in a funny way, not understanding what you've said at all. Or why you thought it was so important that you almost cried while you were saying it. That's the worst, I think, when the secret stays locked within, not for want of a teller, but for want of an understanding ear.
I think this really touches on a lot of authors' biggest fears. The pouring your heart into something, that writing selfishly, that emotional connection with your writing, and no one on the other side cares at all. If you're invested, that's when the great writing happens, and that's when it's most difficult to get on the page.
When I read through writing forums and writing groups, I have more than once come across somebody post wondering how they can get their significant other, their family, their friends to read and enjoy their books. And they all sound so heartbroken that no one close to them cares about what they're doing. It's hard, and like this quote says, it is scary, but the worst thing you can do is keep it locked away because you can't find someone close to you that will listen.
Someone out there needs to hear what you have to say, and they never will if you can't put it on the page.
Or sometimes it's just you that needs to put it down. Even if no one else reads it, that's what matters, is that you're doing it for you because you have that story that you need to get out.
On a little bit lighter note, this next quote is definitely one that I think more developed authors will totally cheer and raise their hands and agree with, but it's quite vexing to new authors, and they don't quite understand how this works. Description begins in the writer's imagination, but it should finish in the reader's.
I love this bit of advice. Personally, I agree with it. You can create this beautiful world, you can put the descriptions down on paper, but the readers will be the ones to visualize it.
I think as an author, this can challenge some people to not feed everything to your reader. I think that's what a lot of authors can take away from this particular quote, is you don't have to define the exact calendar system of this fantasy realm. You can leave some of that world building in your reader's imagination, and they will be that much more invested because of it. This next quote is definitely something that I've considered using for an opener, and we probably will again sometime soon when we talk about short stories. This quote is, "A short story is a different thing altogether. A short story is like a quick kiss in the dark from a stranger." I definitely agree with this one. So many people want to cram an entire novel into a short story and get the character's backstory and make sure we understand the map and the this and the that. We don't have time for that. We just need a quick kiss in the dark.
This one challenges my status quo, personally. I understand the need to make it short, to make it quick, that I don't need all of the backstories there. But I also want to build big worlds in a short story. And that's something that I'm working on, because I do know this advice is good and I need to apply it, but it's a challenge. Our next quote is, fiction is the truth inside the lie. What do you think of this quote?
I wonder if that's why we're all drawn to fiction in a way. If there's a truth, that internal discovery, that character's value that they learn to see in themselves, whatever it is that the characters are overcoming, we want to see it. And that truth is what gets you and your audience connected to each other.
Even if you are just writing a mystery novel, your fiction can tell the truth of humankind, of the good and the bad. And that's a lot of what fiction does, is shows us people, real people, as they actually are, even though the characters are completely fictional.
Stephen King has a lot to say when it comes to the craft, when it comes to writing, but I do want to leave you with this last quote, which is, write with the door closed, rewrite with the door open, which of course basically means
write selfishly.
If you have a question or comment for our hosts or a topic you'd like us to cover, send us an email at writingroots@aspenhousepublishing.com or find us on Facebook by searching for Aspen House Publishing.
The best investment is in the tools of one's own trade. Benjamin Franklin.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hall.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Today's question is, what kind of software is best to use to write a book? And what about formatting that book?
My pastor has this saying. People would ask him all the time, what's the best version of the Bible? And his answer is always, the one you'll read. To answer this question, I would say the same thing. The one you'll actually write the book in.
The one you'll use. Every piece of software has its benefits, its negatives. You need to find the one that works for you.
We're approaching this question because we see it all the time. This episode, we are just talking about the different options that are out there, our experiences with them, so that you can know where to start in your own research.
So we'll be talking about software programs that help from the beginning to the end of the publishing process. Let's start with writing the book, the best software pieces to write the book. There are many, but the simplest ones are, of course, Microsoft Word, Google Docs, LibreOffice.
And my personal favorite, pen and paper.
Typewriter for funsies.
The non-writing world will automatically think Microsoft Word. That's what I do my typing in. That's what I am writing my essays for school in. That's going to be the default that a lot of people go to.
One problem with Microsoft Word, there is a cost. I personally don't like it because of that.
That's also why I use LibreOffice. It's a useful tool for people who are not wanting to be online constantly while they're writing, if you don't have great Wi-Fi or whatever where you are, but you want to get a bunch of text just on a page.
LibreOffice, Google Docs, Microsoft Word, they're all simple writing tools. I think Microsoft Word and Google Docs have basic spell check and grammar check designed into them. My biggest problem, though, aside from cost, is that you have to manually save. I prefer Google Docs personally because it auto-saves everything I do, and I won't lose my work.
A lot of people are asking about voice-to-text as well. If you're on a computer, the Dragon speech recognition software is one of the more popular ones.
Phones are a great resource for this. I know someone who has problems with their hands, so she writes almost solely through voice recognition on her phone to Google Docs.
There's one more name in this category that you're going to see fairly often, and that's Scrivener.
It's a little, I think, more advanced than your basic word processing. There's a few other different word processors like Scrivener, such as Living Writer and a few others. These can be useful for someone who wants a little more advanced help, but it does come at a cost. If you know how to write, if you're comfortable with that, and you have resources to get a good editor, then getting an advanced word processing software isn't absolutely necessary. Scrivener is also good for people who want to do other kinds of writing than just novel or fiction writing. I have not personally used it because I have ways to do them that are free.
Last thing I want to mention in this category is a program called Celtics. C-E-L-T-X is specifically for screenwriting and stage writing. That might be one you check out.
So let's get into the next step. Once you've written the book, your next step is to edit the book. Whether you are editing on your own or with someone else, there are different resources that can help you in this process. My preference is Google Docs.
Google Docs is nice because you can both be involved in the project at the same time. And instead of seeing that little red line and then making the changes to reflect that, you can either accept or decline the suggestion.
So it is very useful. Now, if you don't trust your editor as much as we trust each other, then
find a different editor.
Or use Kami. Kami is a kind of plugin that allows you to do a lot of the same things with Google Docs of making comments and notes and suggestions on a PDF.
If you're looking that up, that's spelled K-A-M-I. Another suggestion I see a lot of people offer is Grammarly.
Grammarly is an active software that checks and suggests grammar, spelling, stuff like that. Like any grammar software, it is not 100% correct.
It's going to have a little bit more advanced suggestion tools than you're going to see in Google Docs or Microsoft Word, some of these other places. Of course, one of the classic tools in your editor's toolbox is going to be Microsoft Word with track changes. So you can turn on and off the track changes and see how it could read according to your editor's preferences.
Another resource, this is going to be more useful for books that need to be designed, so nonfiction books, is InCopy. It's a little bit more artistic and a little bit closer to the formatting end of the editing process than the editing process itself. And that's by Adobe. Look into it, research it before you invest in it, because it is not free.
The next software category that we want to look at is if you are designing your own cover.
If you're designing your cover and you don't have a lot of graphic design background, Canva can be a good resource. It's free. They have templates that have good designs to them already. However, if you use a template, you are not going to get a unique book cover by using a template. Look to them for inspiration and then create your own. Canva has elements that you can use all for free.
Speaking of free, the program that I use is called GIMP, which is basically Photoshop, but the baby version. Photoshop is obviously the preferred tool because it's now become a verb as well. But GIMP is the baby version of Photoshop and therefore free. And it does 90% of everything exactly how I want it to do it.
I prefer Photoshop. You have a lot of flexibility, a lot of resources. However, if you do not already have a copy of Photoshop, you have to pay for it. Along with Photoshop, you can also use Illustrator and InDesign. Both of these are good for creating graphics. Illustrator is used for vector creation, vector designs. So if you are creating something that looks like V.E. Schwab's A Darker Shade of Magic cover, that is all vector design. You can do that in Illustrator. Don't do that if you don't know graphic design.
So in order to find a picture for my book cover, I can just Google it, right?
No.
There are a couple of libraries you can go to and search for the type of image that you need. Google is not one of them.
There are websites that you can go to, Wikipedia Creative Commons. There's also Pexels, P-E-X-E-L-S, or Pixabay. Use all of these with incredible caution. While most of them are copyright free, sometimes ones that are copyrighted can be snuck in there by somebody who stole the copyright.
As we mentioned earlier, Canva has these pre-designed templates, which include your cover art in the collection.
But they also have a whole source of free-to-use pictures.
So after you have your cover, after you've written your book, after you've edited your book, it does need to be formatted before it goes out into the world. You can't just sell a Microsoft Word document. There are a couple of different programs that will do it to EPUB, which is going to be the most common way to do it, a digital ebook. The one that I've used a fair amount is called Calibre, C-A-L-I-B-R-E. It's unwieldy, but it's free.
The one that I found and used and actually really liked for my book was a program called Vellum. This is costly, but it is a one-time buy of the program, and it does the formatting automatically. You make certain settings, say that you want the certain size of book, and it'll spit out the formatting for you. And it's very intuitive. So before I tried Vellum, I tried Readsy. This one is free, it's online, it does the formatting automatically, but it took all of the double paragraph spaces that I had in my format for a scene break. It removed those. Readsy is just beginning. It is a new service that they offer, so they're still developing it and fixing things.
Definitely one to keep an eye on for the future.
And it functions a lot like Vellum does.
Of course, if you have Microsoft Word and you've used that for your first few because you have the whole office, then an easy one to lean on would be Microsoft Publisher, which I've mostly seen in newspaper editing. It's got some very interesting formatting for nonfiction styles of writing, if that's more what you're going for.
That, along with the Adobe InDesign, are very useful if you have a lot of images in your book. However, you have to do every page individually. This takes a lot of work, it is a lot of effort, but you get the most flexibility out of these two programs.
One thing that you're going to see a fair amount of that I really don't like is the PDF. It's easy, basically every program will export to it, basically everyone has a way to read a PDF, but they look amateur and it can be a bit of a mess. So who do I go to for printers?
If you are self-publishing, the biggest resource out there is Amazon. You submit your book, you can buy personal copies at printing cost, basically.
If you're looking to do a hardcover for something, Lulu offers printing in hardcover.
Barnes & Noble also has more kinds of formats than Amazon allows. Amazon is basically just paperback, and your options are glossy or matte for the cover.
The other option that I see a fair amount of is BookBaby, which looks like it's doing a lot of the same formatting. I haven't used them myself.
Another one that's becoming popular for printing the book and distributing is IngramSpark. They, I believe, are connected with the Ingram distributor, so it's a little bit easier to get into physical bookstores through using them, and they do the printing services. Don't take me on my word for that. I am still in the process of researching them. Whatever you choose, though, it needs to be right for you. The reason why there are so many options is because people are different. Find the one that works for you, for your needs, for your writing. Because what matters is that you have the freedom to
write selfishly.
If you have a question or comment for our hosts or a topic you'd like us to cover, send us an email at writingroots@aspenhousepublishing.com or find us on Facebook by searching for Aspen House Publishing.
You could be writing the book that changes your life. Brandon Sanderson.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses. Today we are continuing our series on frequently asked questions by you, the listeners, and questions that we see recur often in forums worldwide.
Today's question is, what makes a book unforgettable? What makes a book impactful?
So much of this is subjective, and it comes down to understanding not only your audience, but yourself. What's going to impact you as the author, as our opener implied, but also understanding your audience. Because if the book is a romance, it will not impact me at all.
But you don't read romance for a reason. So know your audience is the first key, and know your genre. We'll be talking a little bit more about knowing your genre later this month, but let's get into how to make a book impactful. First off, think of your favorite book. Why is it your favorite? Is it the plot? Is it the style of writing? Or is it connection?
The book that comes to mind right now is my favorite because it entertained me in a way that I connected with. There was an emotional connection there between myself and the main character whom I have nothing in common with, but I felt that character and the problem that they were trying to overcome in a way that I internalized as a reader.
And that is the first key to making a book impactful. You have to have some kind of emotional connection with it. It doesn't have to be love. It doesn't have to be the romance side of it. But what does your audience connect with to create that emotion? The biggest thing is that you need to have a real character. Your characters need to be relatable. They feel real emotions, real struggles, things that even though we have nothing in common with them, they live in a completely different world, a completely different universe, we can still see that character and say, I understand them.
The book that comes to mind right now, the main character was basically wiped blank mentally, and they reinstalled a bunch of programming to make him the ultimate CIA agent. He still has this not only moral quandary about what's right and wrong outside of his programming, but this struggle for identity, and a lot of the problem is solved once he figures out who he is outside of his programming.
And the one thing you need to avoid when trying to create that emotional connection with the reader through your characters is perfection. Readers do not connect with perfection because it is unattainable. They can never see a perfect character and say, I know what that feels like because I am also perfect. Another way to make sure your book has impact is to know yourself, whether you are writing for art or whether you are writing for entertainment.
There is a lot of overlap in these two circles of art and entertainment, but the way I define it is art is something you as the audience invest in some way. And then entertainment is just everyone ingests it the same way. Everyone solves the puzzle the same way. Everyone watches the Marvel movie the same way. Art should be a connection to the audience. You understand that piece of art differently than I do.
I will read a book once for entertainment, and then I will read it again to appreciate it as art. Art is why I read Brandon Sanderson novels, because there's so much depth there that I can immerse myself into the world, the characters, the settings.
So art changes you on the other side.
Yes. So let's go on to the next way to make a book have impact. If you want your readers to feel impact from the book, they need to learn something. This applies to fiction as well as nonfiction. A lot of nonfiction is out there to teach a lesson specifically, tell you how to do something, give you instruction, self-help, whatever. Fiction, though, there are other ways to teach people something. In this process, for a reader to learn something, they need to learn something about themselves. They need to learn something about the other. They need to learn something about the world. You can do this by showing different point of views. Not actually writing from different point of views, but showing us what it is like to live with a disability, what it's like to live with depression, what it's like to live with whatever, and show people a different way of life. How many times have you read a book when you're not feeling that great in your life and you see the challenges this character overcomes because you lived that life with them? At the end, you go, I can deal with my life because they dealt with that and I lived with them through it.
Going back to the making sure your characters aren't perfect, if your character doesn't struggle with this, your reader won't either. Your character should fail at leaving the abusive relationship so that when they finally succeed, there's that triumph and there's a victory there that the readers can relate to. They can feel that and maybe have the courage to leave their own abusive relationship if that's where they are.
And in general, make the readers think about something, anything. If you want to have that deep artistic impact that we're talking about.
It was actually a theater teacher tell me that he would 1,000 times prefer somebody to hate his work than to be bored by it. Being bored is the worst sin you can have in the entertainment world. And that's something that I've spent a lot of time thinking about. If you've ever read the Lord Foulsbane collection, about halfway through that first book, you want to throw it against a window and walk away because you are so annoyed, and I wanted to strangle the main character. If I could reach through a book and affect my character's lives in some way, it wouldn't be to hug a character and go, there, it's okay. It would be to strangle that character. I hated it, but it sticks in my mind. I was not bored by it.
And that goes back to the emotion. Make them feel something. Make them think about something. It can be anything, but they need to have some kind of response.
That doesn't mean you need to preach at your readers.
Oh, please don't.
Please don't.
Unless you're writing something faith-based or are a reverend of some kind writing a sermon in a novel, you don't need a moral of the story.
I would say even then, if it's fiction, avoid that. You can have a side character who has this particular philosophy, and that's a character trait, great. But preaching at the reader will get them to close it basically every time. The moment they realize they're being preached at, they're not going to want to continue. I would say the exception there is younger than 12 or so.
A lot of those books are designed to teach the kid how to be a better person. And because kids aren't very good with subtle ideas, a lot of those stories are very blunt of this is how you do this thing. This is how you be a good person through teaching them with birds or animals of some kind.
Invest in your future, Three Little Pigs.
And as we mentioned at the beginning, you really do need to keep your target audience in mind. As we've discussed, we look for different connections in books. I look for those characters. I look for the struggles, the things that I want to understand because I don't experience it personally, but I know people who do. Reading those struggles helps me broaden my mind. I love that learning and I love the emotional connection from it. But sometimes I just want to be entertained.
Escaping from the world is a fantastic and beautiful thing. Wishing that life were different, you as an entertainer, as an author, are providing that, and sometimes that escape is all they need.
If you have people reading a cozy romance story, like people who watch Hallmark holiday movies, they're not looking for deep, complicated plot. They're not looking for that. They're looking for the emotional connection. If your target audience is somebody who reads memoirs, they're looking for that personal story, that deeply personal story that shows someone in real life overcoming a challenge.
I know people will argue with me on this particular fact, but I think a lot of action becomes incredibly philosophical because there's this debate of the value of life versus morals. Is it okay to kill this person and not this person because this one's a bad guy and this one's a good guy? This internal struggle that a lot of action characters have is deciding how we interact with other people and in a lot of ways delivering a kind of moral justice, a philosophical fairness to the scene with lots of punches and kicks and bam, bam.
With a lot of entertainment along the way.
So I have to ask you, which book on the shelves that I can go to Amazon and buy right now, which book has affected you the most?
My own book. Just like our quote at the beginning said, you could be writing the book that changes your life.
Ted Dekker, in the same way we say write selfishly, he says write to discover. He's saying ask yourself these questions and then figure out the answer by writing the book.
Learn about yourself through learning about your world and your characters.
Your characters will teach you more than any school teacher ever has. More than Lee or I ever could in our hours upon hours of podcasting. Your characters have so much to tell you, but they can't say anything until you
write selfishly.
If you have a question or comment for our hosts or a topic you'd like us to cover, send us an email at writingroots@aspenhousepublishing.com or find us on Facebook by searching for Aspen House Publishing.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
People constantly make pop culture references. That's why it's called popular culture, because people are aware of it and reference it constantly. Seth Rogen.
You're listening to Writing Roots, brought to you by Aspen House Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Roots. I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
Our question of the day is,
Can I use names of copywritten material in my book? Quotes and songs, that kind of thing.
Yes and no.
Do not let your entire book be citing word-for-word Twilight. That's not going to fly.
That is copyright infringement. There are some things that you can do. We're going to talk today about the specifics. Break down what you can and can't do according to the law. Now, we are not lawyers. We are not copyright experts. If you have a question, if you're concerned about it, your best bet is to go to legal sources, not some random person on the internet who says that they know a lot about it.
So one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, do you plan on making any money with the writing? If it's fan fiction or something like that, you are not going to be allowed to make money with the writing. You can write all you want, but it's when money gets entered into the equation that these questions even come up. If you don't plan on selling your book ever, then just, you know, have fun.
Skip this episode and move on. It doesn't apply to you.
Right, selfishly.
First off, if it was written 95 years ago, so as of recording right now, if it was published before 1925, you're good to go. It's in the public domain.
What is public domain?
Public domain means that it was created so long ago that it now belongs to the public in general.
This is not to say that it's uncopywritten, because in a way it is, because you cannot take the Bible word for word and publish it and copyright it and then say no one else can write it. It is in public domain, meaning it's more or less the copyright is held by everybody. So if you're writing a fan fiction of the Canterbury Tales, where they finish the travels, go for it, have fun. But you aren't allowed to make money off of Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling's world that she's built, because that's hers. She owns the copyright. She's the one you need permission from and probably need to pay a lot of money to in order to create new content in that world.
Now, there is something to help you in this, and it's called fair use. Fair use allows the use of trademarks and certain copyrighted material under very specific circumstances. There's a couple of things that you need to consider before you can classify what you're using as fair use. I got this list from Standout Books. They're a publishing services company, and they list four things that you need to consider before you can consider your use of that copyright or trademark material under fair use. The very first is if you are using it in a commercial for-profit situation, or if it is educational and or valuable in some way to humankind as a whole. Valuable to you is not valuable as a whole.
That goes back to what we started the episode with. Are you making money on it? Because that needs to come into consideration.
You also need to consider the nature of the copyrighted work and what it is that you're referencing. You cannot take, like we said, the entire script of Twilight and publish it yourself. Because that goes into the next part, is the amount of text that you are referencing. A little bit here and a little bit there is fine. Entire chunks, not so much.
Yeah, I can't copyright the word the. That's too small of an amount to limit the rest of the world from using that particular tool in their storytelling.
And the final thing is you have to consider what the effect will be on the original copyrighted work in its potential market value, which is why you can't just republish something that somebody's already written, because that directly affects their potential in the market.
So if I have a character who's 11 years old and he has a lightning scar and he discovers he's a wizard, there's going to be some issues there. If I have a character who's 11 years old and he's riding a bicycle and he flips over the top of the bicycle and he goes face first into the gravel and he ends up with a lightning scar on his head and one of the friends goes, you look like Harry Potter. And that's the end of it. That is not impacting J.K. Rowling at all, because your characters are just making a pop culture reference.
So let's break down some more of the rules in fair use and go specifically into what can and can't be used. As I mentioned briefly, many of the rules depend on how much content you include. Having a single name, like Wonder Woman, doesn't really matter. If I include a scene from the new Wonder Woman movie, word for word, verbatim, there's going to be problems.
If you're writing a nonfiction, citing sources can get a little messy. Having that bibliography at the end should help, but
there is a fine line between citing a source and straight-up plagiarism. You can cite a source, summarize, include a quote, make sure it's short, and you're fine. If you copy an entire page, if you copy even an entire paragraph, it starts to get sketchy.
A lot of that comes down to, are you claiming it as your own? If you are giving credit where credit is due, you can argue a reasonable effort. Again, consult your lawyer if this is where you are.
Especially if you are writing a nonfiction that is meant to be educational, you have a lot more freedoms under the fair use ability. Let's move on to songs.
Don't.
You can't just list the lyrics of a song. I don't care how important you think it is to your story. If it is a copyrighted song, you can't just list the lyrics and have it be part of your script. You can reference the song or the artist and say, that person is listening to this. For an example, John Green in the book Paper Towns had, they were shouting along to a song by the Mountain Goats. So they have this reference in there to a real band that made a real song, and that's okay, because it's a reference that directs the reader to that, and it doesn't take away somebody's ability to enjoy that song by the Mountain Goats.
Okay. We said never under any circumstances. If you have way too much money lying around, one, make sure you visit our Patreon page, and two, you can go to the artist and say, hey, do I have permission to use these particular lyrics and I'll pay you this much money? There are an enormous amount of other issues that come with that I am not qualified to inform you on. It is physically possible, but
yes, it's a lot easier to do small references. Now, we mentioned briefly earlier fan fictions. Fan fictions are a huge, huge source for how people get started writing.
I believe it was Neil Gaiman started with a Lovecraft-Sherlock Holmes fan fiction mashup thing.
Now, if you take a look at a book like Ready Player One, is that classified as a fan fiction? There's references and everything everywhere in there.
Not technically a fan fiction. They are really close to a lot of those lines, but the characters and the world are themselves.
Yes. And that is a very good example of this fair use idea where you can use pop culture references everywhere. Just like our quote at the beginning from Seth Rogen, pop culture references exist because people reference them everywhere. So it's totally plausible to have these references in your book without having to get permission from the author. You can't use their material exactly, but you can say she was in her Wonder Woman pajamas.
So I've seen Blue Harvest and I've seen Spaceballs. These are parodies, they're satires. Am I allowed to do that in my own writing?
Of course. According to the same website that I listed earlier, Standout Books, they say, quote, parody is only a legal defense if your parody is sufficiently transformative. So it has to be different enough. If you aren't changing the original base for your satire and parody enough, then you could be in serious trouble.
So what about people that actually exist? Can I say my main love interest looks like a beat up Orlando Bloom?
Yes. The danger here is, yes, you can use names of real people, but you have to be careful of how you use them. because you can open yourself up to libel and defamation lawsuits if you are throwing these names under the bus. If they are a real person and you're accusing them of bad things, that's a really big problem.
Which is especially scary, not just for celebrities, but if you're writing...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. A bipartisan group of lawmakers took a field trip to the southern border.
For the Democrats, Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro was at a housing facility.
Even these facilities that have better conditions than the CBP processing centers are not the places for kids.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says this is a humanitarian crisis.
The smugglers, the drug runners, they understand our laws and they know how to exploit them.
It's a growing challenge for the Biden administration. GOP lawmakers like Texas Senator Ted Cruz are seizing on the issue.
All of us today witnessed the Biden cages.
Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar talked about her father's decision when she was 8 years old to flee conflict.
He was making a decision for me to live.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Biden administration not requiring FBI fingerprint background checks of caregivers at its rapidly expanding network of emergency sites to hold thousands of immigrant teenagers, that alarms child welfare experts who say the waiver compromises safety. A federal appeals court yesterday ruled a mother-son duo who faced charges in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot may be eligible for pretrial release.
The appeals court for the Washington, D.C. Circuit ruled that Lisa Eisenhardt and her son, Eric Munchel, who faced multiple charges including conspiracy and violent entry or disorderly conduct, had a chance to disrupt democracy that day, but could not have done so without the presence of the gathered rioters. Writing for the majority, Judge Robert Wilkins argued, because Munchel and Eisenhardt did not vandalize any property or commit violence and were not involved in planning or coordinating the activities, the presence of the group was critical to their ability to obstruct the vote or cause damage to the community. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Federal Emergency Management Agency plans to stop operating two mass vaccination sites in California next month. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
China's flexing its air power over the island of Taiwan.
In its largest show of force so far, 20 Chinese military aircraft entered Taiwanese airspace on Friday and dramatically increased tensions between the two countries. Taiwanese officials say they warned the Chinese aircraft by radio. China claims the entire South China Sea is its own. China, which also claims Taiwan as its own territory, has stepped up military activities near the Democratic Island in recent months, a move Taiwan says jeopardizes regional stability. Keith Peters reporting.
Volkswagen going after two of its former executives, seeking damages for their role in diesel emission scandal that cost the German automaker billions of euros and a hefty dent to its reputation. VW said it wants damages from its ex-chief executive and the former head of its Audi brand on account of breaches of the duty of care under stock corporation law. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Florida woman has pled guilty to mailing threatening letters containing white powder to elementary schools where she previously worked as a teacher.
66-year-old Maria Bossi Loro of Davenport faces up to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty. Loro sent threatening mailings to employees at four Central Florida elementary schools where she had previously worked as a teacher. All four contained a suspicious powder, and three included notes indicating that they were punishment. Tests later showed it was baking soda. Loro had effectively been fired for poor performance from each of the schools, and each victim who received a note had played a role in her performance, reviews, or terminations. Patrick Frost reporting.
Just 2 months after Rutgers University officials said students would not be required to get a COVID-19 shot in order to return to campus this fall, the school's done an about-face and will now require students wishing to come back to any of its three campuses to show proof that they've received their COVID shots. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
For over 50 years, our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your Pekingese acting peculiar? Does your Siamese kitten have you stumped? Are you being controlled by your Chihuahua? You know you are. If you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, want to really learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost, I said almost as well as they understand you? If you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve your dog or cat's lifestyle, stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because, yes, it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, humping, digging, your cat is scratching, not using a litter box, hates the other cat that came into the house, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, just want to tell a great story about a new dog or cat you rescued, want to brag about your dog or cat, or ask me anything about pets, great time to give me a call. And before I give you that phone number, let me just remind everyone out there that if you're a new listener to The Pet Show, a regular listener to The Pet Show, everyone that calls into the show today and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or their cat. Many of the items are worth $25, $35, $40 and more, so it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your questions, share your story, and at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That's 877-725-8255.
8255. That is the way to get through. As I said, plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. And as you know, every week, a lot of the items are expensive, $35, $40 and more. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. But again, your phone calls are always the priority. So if we don't get to all the stories, so be it. You often hear me suggest to listeners to ask their vet or seek out a veterinary specialist. So what is a veterinary specialist and what options do they provide for your pets? Also, a little quiz time on today's pet show. I'm going to be sharing some questions with you, and how you respond will let you know and me know if you are, in fact, obsessed with your dogs and cats. You already know the answer. So you have two cats that have been living together for years, and all of a sudden your home becomes like the rumble in the jungle, and you want to know why. Coming up, redirected aggression in your cats. Plenty of time for all your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, your poor dog suffering with separation anxiety, and a lot of them are going to be when you go back to work, your cat's depressed, your dog chases anything that moves and hates other dogs, your cat just scratched your favorite chair, or your dog honestly believes that it's his job, anything in the house that comes in, he must hump, give me a call. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, and the question of the day. Now, come on, be honest with me, guys. Do you believe you're obsessed with your pets? Do you have a picture of your pets on your desk? Do you have a picture of your pet tattooed on you? I do. That's being obsessed. Do you believe you're obsessed with your pets? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number again, 877-725-8255. Let me start out. The phones were already pretty busy, so let me go to my first caller. Let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hello, hello.
How are you today, Brad?
Okay. I was listening to you on a Sonora, California station at 7 a.m., and I kept calling this number and didn't go anywhere.
Well, now you got me.
I went on your website and went on Facebook, and I found your hour, so I'm back. And I was actually on hold in L.A., too, so that's why I'm first, I guess.
Sorry, Brad, we're out of time. I'm just joking with you guys.
That's okay. I got the inside information, so I was ready and waiting. So my question is, and you may have it already because I left it with who answered and put me on hold. Anyway, I've got a Queensland Heeler that's about 2 years old now, about two and a half maybe. And she, especially when it's damp, she likes to chew on some of my mother load earth. And she, like, just, she chews it. She doesn't, like, you know, dig it up. She chews on it. There's a little rise near my
Hey,
dad.
Hey, Brad, how old was the dog when you got, I'm very familiar with the breed, the Queensland Heeler, an incredible breed,
yeah.
Very, very bright. Sometimes, though, if you don't give them enough stimulation, they'll develop certain habits, like eating dirt or chasing other things. So give me a little background. Does she get a lot of activity? I mean, a lot of mental stimulation.
Yes.
Because this is a dog that needs a job. This is a dog that needs a job.
Oh, I know. That's why she's Queensland Heeler. She's designed. She's bred for breeding sheep and stuff. But she adopted me when she was about 3 months old. She was 10 weeks old, 9 or 10 weeks old. So I've had her most of her life now. She's a little over, you know, I got her in January. 2019.
So I want to make sure I got plenty of time. What are you feeding her right now?
Right now it's dry food for the most part.
How many times a day?
It's always there.
So she has free access to food at all times.
I've got a pit bull who adopted her when I brought her home. She was like 9 weeks, and the pit bull just rolled her over and said, "Oh, puppy dog," licked her from head to toe and toe to head. And so they are buddies. She gets plenty of exercise.
Okay, that's good. Exercise is really important, but mental stimulation is important too. In terms of eating dirt, there's a few reasons why a dog will eat dirt. Number one, they'll eat dirt if they're not getting the nutrition they should be getting. And the reason I say that, it's called pica. Very rare in this country, but it is possible. Pica is if a dog is not getting all the nutrition, they have a bizarre craving for things that are really weird. It could be plastic, could be dirt, could be shirts, could be any number number of things. So that's one thing to take into consideration. Number two, if the dog's teeth and gums are a little upset and not feeling great, they might eat dirt as well. So my feeling is this. I'm sure you're feeding her a good quality food. Are you giving her any supplementation at all?
Not for the most part. She also sometimes chews on vegetation.
Okay, that's why I'm saying it might very well possibly there's something missing in her diet. And even if there's nothing missing, if you give the dog the food you're giving her, which I'm sure is a fine food, what often happens is that the digestion process is not completed. So that means that the dog is getting some of the nutrition from the food, but she's pooping out the rest of that nutrition and therefore wants to acquire it, and that's where we have the dogs that have these bizarre cravings. So what I'm going to do, Brett, I want to try something with you for a few weeks, and then you're going to call me back at this time. I'm going to send you a jar of my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements. Not only does it have everything the dog needs, but what it does is make sure that the dog is absorbing all the supplementation, all the ingredients in her regular dog food, as well as compensating with additional supplements. So let's try it first from a nutritional standpoint. After we don't get a result from a nutritional standpoint, then I'm going to go into some behavioral approaches with you. But let's give it a week or so, Brad, and see where we are at that point.
Great. Okay. I just remember I do have some jars that I got. I don't remember if it's from your show or from another vet in Northern California, but I still have some of that too. It's sort of a tan powder.
No, mine's not a powder. Mine's little treats. They're shaped like little hearts. It's called Hugs and Kisses. Come on. Of course they're shaped like little hearts. Brad, listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold. And what we're going to do, Brad, is did I lock Brad? We're going to put you on hold, Brad, and I'm going to send you a jar of my brand-new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats on its way to you, Brad. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. Speaking about food, not all foods are the same. There's only one brand of dog and cat food I recommend. There's only one brand of dog and cat food I use, and that is Lucy Pet Formulas for Life Pet Food. Why? Because I know where it's made, I know how it's made, I know the person who makes it, and that probiotic and prebiotic formula is so much healthier for your dogs and cats. That's why Lucy Pet Food is the only food I feed to my own dogs, Marley and Willie. It's being fed by humane societies, shelters, rescues, police departments, even the FBI. That's how good Lucy Pet Food is. However, don't take my word alone. Here's one of my listeners and how they responded to Lucy Pet Food.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know. And I noticed that the ingredients, everything. And then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know. And I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
Man, you are absolutely right. Let me tell you why. Lucy Pet Food is by far the most incredible food on the market. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. And if you happen to be a Prime member, shipping is free. Lucy Pet Food is available at Chewy.com. Lucy Pet Food is also available at their website. So check out LucyPetFood.com, Amazon.com, and Chewy.com. Tell them Warren sent you. But you know what? Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier than ever before once Lucy Pet Food is in their dishes. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy.
Hugs and kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states at MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Okay. Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is it, folks, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology training behavior lifestyle show. If you got a question or comment about your dog or cat, you want to share a story, just a reminder, everyone that calls in will get a great gift from me if you get through to me live. That phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. According to a survey, 93% of people said their pandemic pet improved their mental and or physical well-being in the last year, and over 80% said it made working from home and being at home during the pandemic more enjoyable. Could not agree more. Hey, Larry, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hello.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Well, I'm confused. I have my daughter has a 2-year-old Catahoula leopard dog, and it was a rescue, and she got it when it was very small, and it was abused, apparently. And my grandson, who's now about 5 years old, she never really liked him. She liked other kids, but not him. And she, the other day, you know, she snapped at him. He gives her treats. He accepts the treats. You know, she's got her tail between her legs and just does not like him.
Well, you know, you said it's a grandson or granddaughter, by the way?
My grandson.
Okay, so, and you said he's like 5 years old?
Yes.
Okay. And yet he gets along with other kids. Does he get along with other kids the same age as your grandson?
Yes.
Okay. What I would do at this point, and what we're going to do is either something your grandson did accidentally, he talked, some sound, whatever, caused the dog to have this type of reaction. So what we want to do right now is we want to reestablish a positive relationship with the dog. If, in fact, the dog loves to be walked, I would make sure that the family walks the dog as frequently as they can with the five-year-old there alongside of them. That's number one. Number two, I would make sure that at feeding time, the five-year-old is the one, along with the parent being there, that puts the food down. I would make sure that when the five-year-old is around, you have a bag of old or new toys in a room, and the five-year-old is always handing toys. Dogs learn, Larry, through the associative memory. So something happened where the dog associates something with your grandson. What we want to do is take that negative association and turn it into a positive. So, for example, if your grandson is out with his parents and they're coming home from the store, they're shopping, the first thing I want them to do is have the grandson have a treat or a toy in the car, bring it in the house, and hand it right to the dog. So as soon as the dog sees him, there's a positive reaction on the dog's part. It's not going to happen overnight, but let me tell you, I'm very familiar with the Catahoula Leopard Dog. It's the state dog of Louisiana, an amazing breed of dog. It's a herding breed, a super dog. So we want to be careful, but we want to establish a positive relationship with the kid and the dog. Also, what I'd like to do at this point is when the kid is sleeping or may not be around, if the parents can be sitting on the couch or hanging out with the dog and just have an article of the kid's clothing around, again, the dog feeling comfortable at that time with the scent of the kid being there. All of that's going to make a major, major difference for you, Larry, I promise. And having literally trained dogs over the years, you know, over 40-some-odd years for situations where they came out of abusive situations and they had a negative reaction towards kids, in most cases that can be turned around, but that's also dependent on the people. Also, what I would do is I would start some good basic training with the dog, even though he may already know it. I would start some good basic positive training with the dog and have the child involved with the training. And I'll tell you why, Larry. Years ago, when I was doing a lot of home training, I would never train a dog unless I had the entire family with me. The entire family meant mother, father, kids, and if grandparents were around a lot, they would be there too. This way, everything was done exactly the same way. So I want you to follow my advice, Larry. Does this sound okay to you?
Well, yes. It's just that my daughter has the dog and my son has the grandson. So they're not going to see each other all that much. So the advice is good. I'm going to...
But that would have been nice if you told me that right at the beginning, that they're not living together. Because what happens now, if the dog is living with your son-in-law or your son, and the kid is living with the wife, that creates a whole... That creates something entirely different. I want you to follow my advice. I want you to have some articles of the kid's clothing left where the dog lives. Do that for a week or two. Articles or toys of the kid's clothing. Even make a recording of the kid talking to the dog at the home where the dog is living. So the dog is getting accustomed to the kid when the kid's not there. So when you make that initial relationship, you go for a walk together, it'll be fine. Larry, I got to move on, but give it a try. Give me a call back. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. But, again, this is not that major a problem. It can be resolved. It can be resolved. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
A dog that was half as fine. I may find one you never do know, because I still got a long way to go.
Lost in Darkness. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all struggle in life. We all hit dark times of pain and desperation. When those times arise, we don't make the most effective choices, and we most unfortunately and regrettably tend to hurt others. But we're not the only ones who hurt others, because others certainly hurt us at times as well. When others do hurt us, seemingly intentionally or not, one of the most important things we can keep in mind is that hurt people hurt. People who are in pain tend to lash out at others, and people who are in a state of complete peace have no reason to lie, slander, backstab, or otherwise be harmful. So know this, people who hurt you emotionally are also hurting themselves. For more understanding and conversations about all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with Ray Lewis.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition, featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition, featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
You believe that you are obsessed with your pets. Do you believe you're obsessed with your pets? Do you talk to them like a person? Do you pamper them like a child? Do you spend more on your dog's grooming than your own? Give me a call. Let me know if you think you are obsessed with your pet. But right now, let's go to my friend, Carol. Hey, Carol. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Like you're right next to me. What's up?
Okay, because it was echoing earlier. I called you earlier from Van Nuys. I had a question. I wanted to tell you something. My daughter asked me on her birthday right after Christmas to call you, and we talked about our cat. She had a question. She died a few years ago. Anyway, she says she heard you say that when cats are sick, it doesn't affect them. But our cat, when she was sick, she would all the time pick up by the scruff of the neck a toy kitten that my daughter had, and she would carry it around all the time.
Yeah, so the cat was probably going through a little bit of a false pregnancy. Dogs go through that as well, even after they're spayed. So it's not unusual for a spayed dog or spayed cat to go through a false pregnancy. However, that being said, here's the options, okay? You don't spay the cat. They develop all types of uterine cancer, breast cancer, and other types of cancer. There's an overpopulation out there. So the chances or the things that you may see with a spayed cat way are more advantageous than having an unspayed cat or an unneutered cat that's just going to increase the numbers that are out there. So in terms of the cat itself, having the cat spayed was the right thing to do. Not unusual. Well, it is kind of unusual for them to go through a false pregnancy. Well, they'll gather their toy sometimes. I've seen cats take their toy and put it by their water dish or even put it by their food dish. Nothing to worry about. Your daughter, tell her to put her head on the pillow tonight. She did the right thing by having the cat spayed, Carol.
Oh, she's really upset still because she saw on Oprah what they go through when they do that, and she was upset about it.
Well, maybe she should stop watching Oprah. If Oprah's showing pictures of animals, I don't know, I didn't see anything, but if Oprah's showing films on animals being spayed and it's a negative, then I don't know what she's doing. But the thing that you need to remember is that it's much healthier psychologically, physiologically, to have them spayed or neutered. So your daughter did the right thing. I got to move on, but because your daughter is such a big animal lover, I'm going to put you on hold, Carol, and I am going to send you a T-shirt that says, "None of my friends walk upright." You know, it's kind of interesting, but when you have a dog or a cat, you know, everyone around you becomes an expert, and you get a little advice from this one and a little advice from that one. I remember someone said, "Well, I got advice about housebreaking my new puppy, Warren, and my neighbor told me to do this, and my uncle told me to do this, and the vet said to do this." And I said, "What's happening now?" And he said, "The dog's peeing a little bit here and peeing a little bit there and peeing a little bit here." You need to stick with one plan, and what often happens is the advice you may be getting is totally incorrect. Spaying and neutering is absolutely the right thing to do for your dogs or cats. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Let me give you a list of what I'm going to be giving away on today's show. I forgot to do that. I'll be giving away my own brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. I'll be giving away Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. I'll be giving away Lucy Pet Food, Arthur Suit Gold. You just heard me give away one of those T-shirts that said, "None of my friends walk upright." Mushroom Max, copies of my behavior books, either dog or cat, and also some hemp seed oil for your dogs and cats as well. So great time to give me a call. Everyone that gets through will get a gift. That gets through, I mean, speaks to, will get a gift for their dog or cat. And as I said earlier, and I mean this seriously, check them out. Many of the items I'm giving away on today's show are worth $25, $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. If you want to share a story, I'll answer all of your pet and animal questions, and a great gift will be arriving for your best friend as well. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break here. We come back. We got my column. This, by the way, is the best time to get through. 877-725-8255. Listen, I'm going to brag a little bit. I'm going to talk about my own brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats. Now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. Prebiotics, probiotics, the new 4-in-1 to improve gut health, increase the absorption of vitamins and minerals. Hugs and Kisses has boosted the vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Omega-3, 6, 9, along with lecithin. By the way, there's nothing better for your dog's or cat's skin, coat, than my own Hugs and Kisses supplement, shedding, dander, dry skin, hairballs, just about gone. I also eliminated wheat, corn, and soy, the most common allergies for your dogs and cats. Hugs and Kisses will optimize your pet's health at any age with essential antioxidants to fortify the nutritional needs of both dogs and cats. So keep your pets happy and healthy by feeding my own tasty Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats every day. Now listen carefully. Hugs and Kisses are available at Amazon.com. They are available at Walmart.com, and they are all available at Wish.com. But here's something very special just for this week. Great news. If you live in the United States, if you live in the USA, now through Monday only, that's today, tomorrow, and Monday, receive free shipping on all of your favorite pet products only at my website, ThePetShow.com. So remember that site, ThePetShow.com. You can order Hugs and Kisses along with many other items you hear me talk about, and shipping free just through Monday. And even if you call my office, 1-800-430 and the word Hugs, H-U-G-S. That's 1-800-430-4847. And you just mentioned when you leave your name there, just say, Warren said free, your shipping will be free as well. So go to thepetshow.com, type in the word free at checkout, and now you and your pets can get the brand new Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements, absolutely free shipping. No shipping charge at all at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430 and the word Hugs. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
On Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses.
Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Speaking about cool cats, a brand new study came out that said that owning a cat can also be a source of concern for some people. Over 55% of cat guardians said they worry about whether or not their cat is happy. I can understand that, but cats will let you know if they're not. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's get back to the phone lines here. And we are going to Colin in beautiful Dover, Delaware. Know it well. There's an Air Force base there. Colin, isn't there?
That is correct. And my Malinois, Martina, has mucus.
Mucus?
She is itchy and scratchy, and I gave her some prescribed medicine from my vet for, like, an antihistamine. But she's starting to kind of have a hacking cough where a little bit of mucus comes out. She spits it up, and then, of course, dogs, you know what they do. They eat it back up. So what do you think it might be?
Well, first of all, you know, my background is more in behavior. I'm very familiar with the breed, by the way. I did a lot of Schutzhund and Ring sport training when I was stationed in Europe. A great breed of dog. Did a lot of work with the Malinois and Tuvern and other breeds as well. I don't know. This would be more of a veterinary question, but it sounds to me it could be nutritional as well. But it's very possible. Is she doing a lot of shedding by any chance?
I've brushed her, and I washed her with a medicated shampoo because she was really, really itchy in the Tucson area, because I've just recently adopted her. And other than that, she is adapting well to the family that just adopted her.
And you said the vet put the dog on what now for the itching?
It's an antihistamine. It's like a dye something or other. I can't remember.
Okay. But did he give you anything in terms of having her checked for allergies or anything like that at all?
No, because it was a short time. I was down in Tucson for a period of time, and then I picked the dog up just because it had touched my soul. And well.
So Colin, this is your dog now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, great breed, by the way. Yeah, I don't know if you've had a Malinois before, but you're just gonna this dog will be driving you around in no time at all, I promise. In terms of what's causing the reaction, I really think it might be a good idea at this point to seek out a veterinary dermatologist and really speak to them. Let's get to the bottom of this. I am going to send you some hemp seed oil. May make a difference. It may not. Many, many times I do see it does make a major difference. However, in your situation, Colin, I think the best thing, and I was going to talk about this later, but, you know, a lot of people are intimidated. Let me just find out where it is. Let me just bring up my papers here. A lot of people don't understand that there are just as many veterinary specialties as there are human. In the veterinary specialty field, there's anesthesia, dentistry, dermatology, internal medicine, cardiology, neurology, oncology, nutrition, pathology, radiology. So sometimes it may cost you a drop more, but I think if you go to a veterinary dermatologist at this point, or even your vet may recommend one, I think what you'll do is you get a, It might cost you a drop more up front, but I think you get a quicker result, and the dog will be a lot happier. In the interim, I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil made right here, not too far from where I live in California, hemp seed oil specifically for allergies. Let's see if it works, but I really think getting another opinion at this point is the way to go. How old did you say the Malinois was, Colin?
She is between 3 and 4, and you're still my hero, though.
Are you familiar? Are you very familiar with the breed?
Yes. We've been taking care of some for the past year or so now.
Okay. Now, I want you to understand that this is not a dog that you can stop training. This is the type of dog that's so smart. They need to work. They need to really work every day. You got to give them something to do.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
They have a lot. They have more energy than most NFL players, believe me. I know when I'm working with Malinois. Anyway, let me do this. Colin, give me a call back in a couple of weeks. Let me know how you're doing. I'm really concerned about the dog, but I think getting that second opinion is the way to go. Let's put Colin on hold and send him some hemp seed oil for allergies, see if that doesn't make a difference. Great call, by the way, Colin. Great breed of dog also. As a matter of fact, the Malinois is probably the most... You know, when people think of dogs being used by the military and the police, they generally think of German Shepherds, some other breeds of dogs. Probably now, I don't want to say this, I'm not sure statistically, but I would venture to say that I believe there are probably more Malinois working with police departments around the country than there are even German Shepherds. I may be wrong, but I think there might be. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. I got hugs and kisses to give away. I got cat litter to give away. Cat food, dog food, t-shirts, books, hemp seed oil. 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. You love animals. You're listening to The Pet Show. You all love animals. And there's nothing you wouldn't do to make sure that all animals are taken care of. Well, listen to me very, very, very closely. I want to talk to you about Delta Rescue. I've known about Delta Rescue and the man who started Delta Rescue over 40 years ago, Leo Grillo, who I consider an extreme hero when it comes to saving animals. And Leo says, if you can, please, please, please help him out by putting some of your life's work into helping their over. Listen to the number. 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future. Of all the groups I belong to, and believe me, I'm on the board for many of them, Denise, my wife, and myself have decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning because I know how it works to help the animals directly. A bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits. Like any good parent, Leo needs to make sure that every one of the animals he rescued from all across the country, he's taken these dogs out of the deserts, the forests, the streets that were thrown out of cars, abandoned all across the U.S., they never have to worry again. Believe me, they don't have to worry again once they're at Delta. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com and prove every day that your donation dollars are working. If you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 rescued animals happy, safe, and yes, loved for the first time in their lives. I urge you to go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org, or call them directly at 661-269-4010. If you go to their website, DeltaRescue.org, you'll see photos and stories about the individual pets that were throwaway pets now living a great life. So log on to DeltaRescue.org or give them a call at 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010 today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
get me every time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Or high temperature brake fluid. BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
And we are back on the Patreon. Let me squeeze a quick call in here before the top. We're going to get to you, Lucy, Nick, Geener, and Robert right now. Let me go to Mike in Lewis, Delaware. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I could not be better, Mike.
I have a really rough problem. About 3 weeks ago, I was kind of given a beagle puppy who I was told was over a year old. He's only 8 months old,
jeez,
and he is become totally in control of us. It's everything is about him.
So what's the problem, Mike? What's the problem?
I'm 80 years old, and I wanted a pet that I could take to the park, that I could take to the beach. If you want to take him for a walk, he lays down, and you have to drag him.
How about taking the time to educate him and train him?
What I did is in 3 weeks from now, I'm going to a training session, where a lady's going to have three other puppies, and I'm going to go there and try to have them train.
No, not try. You're going to have them train. Listen, this dog, I've never, a sight unseen, I'm going to tell you, this is not a dog problem. This is a Mike problem. You need to focus on the positive aspect of the new puppy in your house, Mike. Going to the training is great, but it sounds to me like you have a little bit of a, it can't be done. It can be done. I don't have a whole lot of time. So what I'm going to do, Mike, let's put Mike on hold, okay? I'm going to talk about you when I come back, Mike, but I'm going to put you on hold now. And what I want to do is send Mike a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Got to take a break, Mike. It's a great call. But you have to understand, they don't come with a car that you can replace. When you get a new dog or a new puppy, it takes time for them to adapt, just like it takes time for you to adapt. The frustration does nothing to help the situation. I'm sending you a copy of the book. Getting some training involved will make all the difference in the world. 877-725-8255. We'll be right back at you. A couple of minutes. Lucy, Nick, Gina, and Rob. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun. Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Do you have over $15,000 in credit card debt? Pacific Debt can help.
It has been an absolute lifesaver for me.
You get a monthly program payment you can afford, and there's no cost up front.
I have saved thousands with Pacific Debt.
Pacific Debt has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is ranked as one of the best debt settlement companies in America by Bankrate. The nation's friendliest debt relief company is one call away.
Their customer service is above and beyond. They care about the position that you're in. They're a great company.
Get relief today. Apply in minutes. Save a lifetime of stress. Not a penny up front.
Reducing my debt has allowed me to be able to live on my income. Pacific Debt is responsible for that, and I am very grateful.
Call for your free debt saving information now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
I've saved thousands of dollars.
Call now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.